USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a Capitol Hill hearing concerning what President Trump discussed with the Russian president during their private Helsinki summit, America's top diplomat gets an earful from Democrats, like New Jersey's Bob Menendez.
Want to talk about politics? If President Obama did what President Trump did in Helsinki, I'd be peeling you off the Capitol ceiling. Please.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling those lawmakers.
I've had a number of conversations with President Trump about what transpired in the meeting. I was also present when he and President Putin both gave us a sense of what they discussed in the meeting that followed immediately after.
Meanwhile, Russian President Putin's proposed visit to Washington this fall is being postponed. National Security Advisor John Bolton says in a statement any such visit should wait for the completion of the Russia investigation. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A Milwaukee cop is dead, shot in the line of duty yesterday afternoon as he and officers of the Special Investigations Division were trying to bring in a suspect wanted for drug and gun violations.
The officers approached. They did encounter the suspect at the residence, and the suspect fired shots at our Milwaukee police officers.
That's the police chief who says that officers fired back, wounding the suspect who's now in custody. The officer killed was a 17-year veteran of the force. President Trump now says the U.S. and European allies are going to work closely to resolve trade disputes. After a meeting with a top EU official at the White House, he told reporters yesterday the two sides are aiming to drop all tariffs.
We also will resolve the steel and aluminum tariff issues.
President Trump is expected to discuss the plans further when he speaks today in Dubuque, Iowa and Granite City, Illinois. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's been a small explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China, but an embassy spokesman says other than the man who set off the bomb, there were no casualties. The bomber received minor injuries. Some of the most popular parts of Yosemite National Park remaining closed for the next few days because of the deadly wildfire that's still burning near the western edge of the park. The Yosemite Valley and Wawona areas, as well as the Mariposa Grove of giant sequoias, are shut down at least until Sunday. The former Team USA gymnastics doctor serving up to 175 years for sexually assaulting multiple girls and women has now been assaulted himself. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
Attorneys for Larry Nassar said he was assaulted in prison and should be moved to another facility. In a motion filed on Tuesday, Jacqueline McCann of the State Appellate Defender's Office in Detroit said Nassar was assaulted within hours of being released into the general population at an Arizona federal prison in May. McCann also said that Nassar should be resentenced because the person who sentenced Nassar, Judge Aquilina, brought unwarranted attention to her client by allowing more than 150 women to give testimonies at his nationally televised sentencing hearing. I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.